types of trading, a comprehensive guide. Trading is an essential part of the global economy and is used by individuals, businesses, and governments around the world. There are various types of trading, each with its unique characteristics, risks, and benefits. Understanding the different types of trading is crucial for anyone interested in investing or trading in financial markets. One of the most common types of trading is stock trading. This involves buying and selling shares in publicly traded companies on stock exchanges. Stock trading can be done through a broker or online trading platform, and investors can make money by buying low and selling high or by receiving dividends from the company. However, stock trading also involves risks, such as market volatility, company bankruptcy, and fraudulent activities. Another type of trading is forex trading, which involves buying and selling currencies. Forex trading is the largest financial market globally, with daily trading volume exceeding $5 trillion. Forex traders can make money by buying a currency when its value is low and selling it when it appreciates. However, forex trading also involves risks, such as currency fluctuations, geopolitical events, and economic indicators. Understanding the different types of trading and the associated risks is crucial for anyone interested in investing or trading in financial markets. Fundamental trading. What is fundamental trading? Fundamental trading is a type of trading strategy that involves analyzing a company's financial and economic data to determine the intrinsic value of its stock. It is based on the belief that the stock market does not always accurately reflect a company's true value, and that by analyzing a company's financial and economic data, traders can identify undervalued or overvalued stocks. Fundamental traders use various data points such as earnings reports, revenue, cash flow, and other corporate fundamentals to determine the underlying value of a company's stock. They also pay close attention to news and announcements related to the company, such as acquisitions or changes in management, to gauge the company's future prospects. How to conduct fundamental analysis? To conduct fundamental analysis, traders need to have a deep understanding of the company's financial statements and economic data. This requires investing knowledge and research skills. Some of the key metrics that fundamental traders look at include earnings per share, EPS, price to earnings, PE, ratio price to book, PB, ratio return on equity, ROE, debt to equity ratio. Fundamental traders use this information to determine whether a stock is undervalued or overvalued. If a stock is undervalued, they may buy it with the expectation that its price will rise as the market recognizes its true value. If a stock is overvalued, they may sell it with the expectation that its price will fall. Fundamental trading is a long-term strategy that requires patience and discipline. Traders need to be able to ignore short-term fluctuations in the stock market and focus on the underlying value of the company. In conclusion, fundamental trading is a trading style that involves analyzing a company's financial and economic data to determine the intrinsic value of its stock. It requires a deep understanding of corporate fundamentals and research skills to conduct fundamental analysis. By identifying undervalued or overvalued stocks, fundamental traders can generate profits in the stock market. Technical trading. What is technical trading? Technical trading is a type of trading strategy that relies on technical analysis to make trading decisions. Technical traders use charts, graphs, and historical patterns to identify trends and predict future price movements. They believe that past market data can help predict future market movements and use this data to make trading decisions. Technical traders use a variety of technical indicators to analyze the market. These indicators include moving averages, relative strength index, RSI, and stochastic oscillator. Technical traders believe that these indicators can help identify market trends and predict future price movements. How to use technical indicators? Technical indicators can be used in a variety of ways to make trading decisions. One common way is to use them to identify trends. Technical traders believe that identifying trends can help predict future price movements and make profitable trades. Another way to use technical indicators is to identify convergence and divergence. Convergence occurs when two or more indicators move in the same direction, while divergence occurs when two or more indicators move in opposite directions. Technical traders believe that identifying convergence and divergence can help predict future price movements. Technical traders also use trading strategies to make trading decisions. One popular strategy is swing trading, which involves holding positions for a few days to a few weeks. Another popular strategy is momentum trading, which involves buying stocks that are trending up and selling stocks that are trending down. Technical trading is a popular trading style among active traders. Technical traders believe that price volatility can create opportunities for profitable trades and use technical analysis to identify these opportunities. While technical trading can be profitable, it is important to remember that past performance is not indicative of future results. Swing trading. What is swing trading? Swing trading is a type of trading that involves holding positions for a few days to a few weeks. It is a trading style that is suitable for traders who do not want to hold positions for long periods of time, such as day traders or long-term investors. Swing traders aim to capture short-term price movements that occur within a trend. Swing traders use technical analysis to identify trading opportunities. They look for historical patterns in the price movements of a particular asset to determine the best entry and exit points. Swing traders also use indicators such as moving averages, MACD, and RSI to help them identify trends and potential trading opportunities. How to develop a swing trading strategy? Developing a swing trading strategy involves several steps. First, a trader must determine their risk tolerance and profit target. A good swing trading strategy should have a clear profit target and stop loss to minimize losses. Next, a trader should identify potential trading opportunities by analyzing the historical patterns of the asset they wish to trade. Swing traders should also look for market trends and news that may affect the price of the asset. Once a trader has identified a potential trading opportunity, they should develop a trading plan that includes the entry and exit points, profit target, and stop loss. A good trading plan should be based on sound technical analysis and should be flexible enough to adapt to changing market conditions. Finally, a trader should test their swing trading strategy using a demo account or small position sizes before committing significant capital. This will help them refine their strategy and identify any weaknesses before risking real money. Overall, swing trading is a popular trading style that can be lucrative for experienced traders. By using sound technical analysis and developing a solid trading strategy, swing traders can capture short-term price movements and profit from market trends. Position trading. What is position trading? Position trading is a type of trading strategy where a trader opens a position and holds it for an extended period, typically weeks, months, or even years. The goal of position trading is to profit from a long-term trend in the market. Unlike day trading or swing trading, position traders do not try to profit from short-term price fluctuations. Instead, they focus on capturing the larger price movements over a more extended period. Position traders use fundamental and technical analysis to identify potential trades. They analyze financial statements, economic data, and market trends to determine the overall health of a company or market. Technical indicators such as moving averages, trend lines, and support and resistance levels are also used to identify potential entry and exit points. How to develop a position trading strategy? Developing a position trading strategy requires research and planning. Novice traders should start by gaining investing knowledge and understanding the basics of stock trading, ETFs, and other investment vehicles. Once a trader has a solid foundation, they can begin developing a trading strategy. The first step in developing a position trading strategy is to identify potential trades. Traders can use fundamental and technical analysis to identify companies or markets that are likely to experience price appreciation over an extended period. Once a potential trade has been identified, the trader should analyze the risk and reward potential of the trade. Position traders should set clear entry and exit points for each trade. They should also develop a plan to manage risk and protect their capital. Traders can use stop-loss orders to limit their losses if a trade goes against them. They can also use trailing stop orders to lock in profits as a trade moves in their favor. In conclusion, position trading is a popular trading style among traders who want to profit from long-term trends in the market. To develop a successful position trading strategy, traders should do their research, analyze potential trades, and develop a plan to manage risk and protect their capital. By following these steps, traders can increase their chances of success in the market. Day trading. What is day trading? Day trading is a type of active trading where traders buy and sell financial instruments within the same trading day. Day traders aim to profit from the price volatility of the financial instruments they trade, and they typically close all their positions before the market closes. Day trading can be done in various financial markets, including stocks, futures, options, and currencies. Day traders use different trading strategies and trading styles, such as scalp trading, fading, and momentum trading, to take advantage of price movements in the market. How to practice day trading? To practice day trading, a trader needs to have a trading account with a brokerage firm that offers day trading services. The trader also needs to have a solid understanding of the financial markets and trading strategies. Day traders need to be disciplined and have a well-defined trading plan that includes entry and exit points, risk management, and profit targets. They also need to be able to manage their emotions and avoid making impulsive trading decisions. Day traders typically use technical analysis to identify trading opportunities and make trading decisions. They use charts and technical indicators to analyze price movements and identify trends and patterns in the market. Day trading requires a high level of focus and attention, and it can be stressful and challenging. Traders need to be able to handle the pressure of making quick decisions and managing their positions in a fast-paced environment. In conclusion, day trading is a type of active trading that requires discipline, knowledge, and skill. Traders need to have a solid understanding of the financial markets and trading strategies, and they need to be able to manage their emotions and handle the pressure of trading in a fast-paced environment. Short selling. What is short selling? Short selling is a trading strategy where an investor borrows shares of a stock from a broker and sells them on the market with the expectation that the price of the stock will decrease. The investor will then buy back the shares at the lower price and return them to the broker, making a profit on the difference. Short selling is a way for investors to profit from a decline in the market or in the price of a particular stock. It is often used by investors who believe that a company's stock is overvalued or that the market as a whole is due for a correction. How to short sell? To short sell a stock, an investor must first borrow shares of the stock from a broker. The broker will lend the shares to the investor for a fee, which is typically based on the market capitalization of the stock. Once the investor has borrowed the shares, they will sell them on the market. If the price of the stock decreases, the investor can then buy back the shares at the lower price and return them to the broker. The difference between the price at which the investor sold the shares and the price at which they bought them back represents the profit on the trade. Short selling can be risky, as there is no limit to how high a stock's price can go. If the price of the stock increases instead of decreasing, the investor will be forced to buy back the shares at a higher price, resulting in a loss on the trade. Overall, short selling is a trading strategy that can be used to profit from a decline in the market or in the price of a particular stock. It is important to understand the risks involved with short selling and to have a solid trading plan in place before entering into any short selling positions. Trading costs. What are trading costs? Trading costs refer to the expenses incurred by traders when buying or selling securities. These costs include brokerage fees, commissions, taxes, and other charges. Trading costs can significantly reduce a trader's profits, especially for those who trade frequently. Brokerage accounts are essential for traders who want to buy or sell securities. These accounts allow traders to access the stock market and execute trades. Online brokers are becoming increasingly popular as they offer lower fees and commissions compared to traditional brokers. Market orders and limit orders are the two primary types of orders used to buy or sell securities. A market order is an order to buy or sell a security at the current market price. A limit order is an order to buy or sell a security at a specific price or better. How to minimize trading costs? Traders can take several steps to minimize trading costs. Here are some tips. Choose an online broker with lower fees and commissions. Use limit orders instead of market orders to buy or sell securities. Trade less frequently to reduce brokerage fees and commissions. Consider tax implications when buying or selling securities. Keep an eye on hidden fees and charges, such as account maintenance fees. By following these tips, traders can reduce their trading costs and potentially increase their profits. Conclusion. In conclusion, there are several types of trading that individuals and businesses can participate in. Each type of trading has its own unique characteristics and advantages, which can make it a suitable option for different individuals and businesses based on their goals and risk tolerance. For those who are interested in short-term trading, day trading and swing trading may be suitable options. These types of trading involve buying and selling securities within a short time frame, often within a day or a few days. They require a high level of skill and knowledge, as well as a willingness to take on higher risks. For those who are interested in long-term investing, position trading and buy-and-hold investing may be more suitable options. These types of trading involve buying and holding securities for a longer period of time, often for months or years. They require a lower level of skill and knowledge, but may still involve some risks. For those who are interested in trading commodities, futures trading and options trading may be suitable options. These types of trading involve buying and selling contracts for the delivery of commodities at a future date. They require a high level of skill and knowledge, as well as a willingness to take on higher risks. Overall, the choice of trading type will depend on an individual's or business's goals, risk tolerance, and level of skill and knowledge. It is important to carefully consider the advantages and risks of each type of trading before making a decision. Frequently asked questions: what are the different types of trading? There are several types of trading, including forex trading, stock trading, options trading, futures trading, and cryptocurrency trading. Each type of trading has its own unique characteristics, risks, and potential rewards. What are the most profitable types of trading? The profitability of trading depends on various factors, including market conditions, trading strategies, and risk management. Some traders find forex trading to be the most profitable, while others prefer stock trading or options trading. It's important to note that trading always involves risk, and there is no guarantee of profits. What are the best types of trading for beginners? For beginners, it's recommended to start with a simple trading strategy and gradually move to more complex ones. Forex trading and stock trading are popular choices for beginners, as they offer ample opportunities to learn and practice trading skills. It's important to do thorough research and seek guidance from experienced traders before starting any trading activity. What are the different types of forex trading strategies? There are several types of forex trading strategies, including scalping, day trading, swing trading, and position trading. Each strategy has its own unique approach to trading, and traders should choose a strategy that aligns with their trading style and risk tolerance. What are the different types of stock trading strategies? Stock trading strategies include value investing, growth investing, momentum trading, and dividend investing. Traders can choose a strategy based on their investment goals, risk tolerance, and market conditions. What are the four types of trading systems? The four types of trading systems are discretionary trading, mechanical trading, automated trading, and algorithmic trading. Discretionary trading involves making trading decisions based on personal judgment, while mechanical trading relies on predefined rules. Automated trading involves using software to execute trades, and algorithmic trading involves using complex mathematical models to analyze market data and make trading decisions. 0000.